Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ from Toronto.
在主里面呢，我们愿意从这个多伦多的弟兄姊妹那里呢，向诸位问安。
And this Sunday, I'm glad to be here to have fellowship with you all, those who are in the saints in the light.
这个主日呢，我能够在这里和弟兄姊妹一同分享主的话。
Before we proceed further, I would like to read a couple of verses from the book of Matthew, chapter 13.
我们开始分享以前呢，我来请弟兄姊妹一同看圣经马太福音十三章的几段圣经。
So verses 44 to 46.
是从44节到46节。
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth.And for joy thereof goeth and selleth and all that he hath and buyeth that field.
天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了就把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜的去变卖一切所有的买这块地。
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls.
天国又好像买卖人寻找好珠子。
Who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it.
遇见一颗重价的珠子，就去变卖他一切所有的，买了这颗珠子。
Shall we pray?
让我们一同祷告。
Our gracious Father, we thank you for your Son Jesus Christ.
天父，我们感谢你，为着你的儿子，我们来感谢你。
Thank you for your presence in the midst of us, according to thy promise, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them.
感谢你赐给我们应许，只要有两三人聚集在主的名下，你就与我们同在，赐给我们你的话语。
As we gather unto your Son, that the anointing may be upon us.
我们来到主的名下，求父把这个主耶稣基督身上的膏油涂抹在我们身上。
Break thy word and feed with your hand so that we may be fed and edified.
So we may 能够在你面前得到喂养，得到建立。
And we may be blessed.
我们能够在你面前蒙福。
Your name may be glorified.
使你的名得到高举荣耀。
Ask in Jesus' precious name.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So when we reach to book of Matthew chapter 13,
当我们读到马太福音十三章的时候
，and there are many things have happened during the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣在地上的服事呢，已经发生了很多的事。
And in Book of Matthew, chapter 4 and verse 17, he began to minister, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent ye."
我们在马太福音十章十七节的时候，告诉我们说，主耶稣开始他的服事，并且说，天国近了，你们要悔改。
And in chapter 5, 6, 7, we see the Sermon on the Mount.
我们从圣经里面的第五章、第六章、第七章呢，看到登山宝训。
And in that sermon, he proclaimed that there is a kingdom of heaven, and the conditions to enter are the character of that kingdom.
我们在五六七章的登山宝训里面看到那个天国，并且那些能够得到天国的人的个性。
And in chapter 8, 9, 10, we see different miracles performed by the Lord.
从第八章、第九章、第十章，我们看到主耶稣的大能所行的神迹。
But by the time he reaches to chapter 12,
但是到了十二章的时候
，and he cast out the demons, and the Pharisees and the scribes has attributed that power of casting out the demons to the power of Beelzebub, the chief of the demons.
主耶稣在那边行神迹的时候呢，法利赛人跟文士呢，就把主耶稣行神迹的能力归于那个魔鬼。
And in that chapter 4 to chapter 12, there is a lot of focus and emphasis to reach the word to the Jewish people.
从第四章到十二章呢，我们看到主耶稣呢，在那里向着犹太人呢宣讲天国的福音。
But when they reach to that highest pinnacle of his rejection persistently, then in chapter 13, he went to the seaside.
我们看到第十二章的时候呢，反对主的那个实力到达了顶峰，所以到了十三章的时候，主耶稣就到了海边。
And he sat on the seashore and preached unto the multitudes.
他在海边呢，向众人讲道。
And the seashore and the seaside always in the scripture speaks of the Gentile nations.
我们知道海边呢，海呢是说到外邦人。
It doesn't mean that the remainder of that chapter 4 to chapter 12 did not apply to the Gentiles, but now the focus is further moved to the Gentile nations.
这并不说第四章到十二章的经文呢，对外邦人是没有用的，乃是说呢，从十三章开始，它的重点就放在外邦人。
In chapter 13, he spoke on 7 parables.
在第十三章里面呢，他讲到这个七个比喻。
And four parables in the beginning, he sat on a seashore and spoke to all the multitudes.
四个比喻呢，他是在海边讲的，他是向所有的人说的。
In verse 36, we see that then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into a house, and his disciples came unto him saying.
所以到了第三十六节的时候，他当下耶稣离开众人，进了。房子他的门徒进前来说
And the remainder of the four parables, three parables he spoke to his disciples in private.
所以在后面的三个比喻呢他乃是在私下只对门徒说的
And all the seven parables, the theme was the kingdom of heaven.
所有七个比喻都说到天国
So when the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world, and then, now, before,All these generations from the fall of a man, the prince of this world is the Satan.
我们知道主耶稣他在以前、现在或者以后、将来呢，所有的那个情形就是说，整个世界上的王仍然是撒旦。
So when the Lord came into this world, that his main focus was that to bring the rule of the heavens upon the earth.
所以我们知道这个主耶稣在地上呢，是把天国的这个盼望带到地上来。
So it is the salvation from the forgiveness of sins is only part of that entire mission of our Lord Jesus Christ, who appeared in a bodily or in flesh upon the earth.
就主要是在地上，在肉身里服侍的时候呢，那个救恩呢、啊，就是我们的罪得到赦免呢，只不过是他整个服侍的当中的一部分。
When God created man, when we move to the Genesis chapter 1, you don't need to read that one. I'll just explain.
创世纪第一章将神创造人类的时候
And he said let us create man in our own image and likeness
他说让我们照我们的形象来造人
And let him have dominion over the things of the air and the things upon the earth and every living being in the water
让他管理天上海里一切的造物
So all three dimensions, the authority God gave to man, and man should represent the God's kingdom of the heavens.
所以神把这管理的权力的赐给人，是人能够代表天来管理。
And when man failed and played into the hands of the Satan became the prince of this world, and man lost the authority over these things.
当人犯罪了以后呢，那个权力呢就给了撒旦。人呢就失去了这个权柄。
Before his fall, that the man called every animal, even a lion, a tiger, and gave them names.
我们知道，在人没有犯罪以前呢，人能够指着动物的世界给他们命名。
Now we cannot dare to call a lion and tell him that I'm going to give you a name. It is impossible.
现在呢，我们就没有办法跟狮子讲说，我现在要给你起个名。
So that is one of the examples how man lost his authority into the hand of an enemy or Satan.
我们知道这是来说明到我们人呢是如何的失去了这个权柄和尊贵把它给了撒旦
God never changes He's same yesterday, today and forever
我们知道神永远不改变的他以前是如此现在如此以后也是如此
His plan for man's creation also unaltered
所以他创造的目的仍然也没有改变
So God sent His only begotten Son
所以神呢就是差遣他的独生儿子
And when he came, he brought the good news from the heavenly father, saying, Not only I am going to recover you from our sinful nature, and also make you enable to rule the way the first man was created for the purpose.
所以主耶稣来的时候，不但是告诉我们说我们那个罪经过救恩能够得到赦免，更是要我们知道说我们要恢复到神当初创造我们的目的，乃是有再一次有天国的权柄。
So as a son of a man, then he overcame the Satan.The world and the death.
我们知道，在他的人子的身位里呢，他就胜过了撒旦、世界和肉体。
Now he is the winner or the overcomer, the triumphant, victorious person who entered into the presence of the Father The Father gave him the authority which man has lost.
所以他在地上呢，经过这些成为得胜者，使他能够在神面前呢，能够恢复了所有神当初给人的权利。
And the, now the Son is highly exalted, and in Philippians chapter 2 we see, it is the good pleasure of the Father to bestow all the authority, the things in heaven, the things upon the earth, things under the earth.
我们看到在腓立比书告诉我们的神把他高举，把天上地上一切的权柄都给了他。
So what the Lord is going to fulfill on behalf of mankind or the human, then God, Lord, while he was in his bodily presence upon the earth, he continually proclaimed as the kingdom of heaven.
所以主呢，不但是在这边恢复了我们，要恢复我们所有的荣尊贵跟荣耀和权柄。并且他在地上的时候，乃是继续传讲天国的福音。
So to recover what man has lost into the hands of the enemy or Satan, and the beginning of the work was to recover them from the hands of the enemy by washing or purging their sins.
所以第一件事情，主耶稣要把我们呢恢复到当初神的权柄荣耀中的时候呢，他第一件事要做的就是要赦免我们的罪。
So during his entire ministry, the main focus remained as the kingdom of heaven.
当他向外邦人传道的时候，他的重点仍然在天国。
So when we move back to chapter 13, that the seven parables he spoke on the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们看到第十三章的时候呢，他的比喻呢乃是讲到天国。
So in the beginning of his ministry to the second coming of his in glory, what is the dispensational changes happens he describes in those seven parables.
从主耶稣的第四来和他第二次在荣耀里回来的中间的这段时间呢，按照神的计划安排呢，就是在十三章里面告诉我们的。
So how people will, the seed, the word of God will be sown, and it will penetrate into the hearts of the people, and in everyone who receives the word, how they tend to behave towards the authority or the coming kingdom.
我们看到说，当神的话被传扬的时候，怎样在人的里面像种子一样。是我们能够预备接受要来的天国。
So in those seven parables, it is a lot for each one as a believer.
所以他的七个比喻里面呢，不是每一个都是向着信主的人说的。
So I want to re-emphasize one more point again, that when the Lord cometh in glory the second time, he will re-establish the authority of a man upon the earth.
当主耶稣呢第二次来的时候，他要把人呢恢复到当初有的荣耀尊贵的权柄中。
And in that authority, the man has got a very important role to run the administration of the heavens along with his glorified son.
我们知道，在这个神的荣耀的神子耶稣基督里面呢，我们人那个时候要开始管理整个天国。
So let us see a few more verses.To establish that one, and then I will come back to Matthew chapter 13 again to explain.
让我们读几段圣经，然后呢，我们再回到马太福音十三章。
Book of Ephesians chapter 1.
在以弗所书第一章。
Verse 10.
第十节。
That in the dispensation of the fullness of time, so he might gather together in one all things in Christ.Both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him.
第十节，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督耶稣同归于一。
So in the dispensation of the fullness of time speaks of our second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ in glory to establish the kingdom upon the earth.
所以在按照所安排的，在日期满足的时候呢，主耶稣要来在地，要来到地上呢，是在天上地上一切所有的都在他里面。
So when he establishes his kingdom, not only he will be the king upon the things of the earth, but also it was the Father's good pleasure to bring everything under his subjection of his Son, even in heaven.
当主耶稣再来的时候，在建立他的天国的时候，他也是。是天上地上一切所有的都在他里面成为一。
So it is a great pleasure of the Father to do that on his behalf of his Son.
这是父神的旨意，愿意在神的儿子里成就的。
Book of Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯。
Yeah, yeah.
在那个希伯来书第二章。
Verse 9, verse 8.
第八节。
Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet, for in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him.
叫万物都伏在他的脚下，既叫万物都伏他，就没有剩下一样不伏他的，只是如今我们还没有见万物都伏他。
Though Father has put everything under the subjection of His glorified Son, but yet we don't see everything is under His subjection as executed matter.
虽然父已经使万有都归于受荣耀的主耶稣基督，但是呢，我们还没有看到万物都服他。
Book of Revelation chapter 11.
启示录第十一章。
Verse 15.
第十五节。
And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever.
第七位天使吹号，天上就有大声音说，世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要做王直到永永远远。
So the seventh angel, which is also mentioned in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, is the last trumpet when it is blown, when the Lord cometh down into the mid-air. And that was the time the thing which is happening in heaven, saying, the kingdoms of this world that is upon the earth has become the kingdoms of our Lord. That means the Lord is going to rule from the earth forever.
我们知道这段经文呢，就是第七号天使第七位天使吹的号呢，是在哥林多前书十五章，还有帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章都有提到，乃是这个最后的号筒，幕后的号筒吹响的时候，主耶稣就来到空中，并且呢，在空中呢，在那边掌权。
In Ephesians, we saw that was the plan of God to execute everything under His Son.
我们知道在以弗所书告诉我们，神把一切的权柄都给了他的儿子。
And Hebrews told that it is not yet put under His feet yet.
但你那边也告诉我们说，万物呢还没有完全伏在他脚下。
And in Revelation 11, we see that the time is going to come and everything will become His.
我们在启示录第十一章告诉我们，有一天呢，所有的万物啊都要服他。
So in that process, when the Lord is working towards that goal, when He cometh to take charge or reins of the earth into His hand,
在整个这个过程，主耶稣要取得权柄呢，来管理地上一切事物的时候，这一个过程里
，It was the Father's good pleasure to prepare some of His colleague or some of his companions to be part of that heavenly wonderful ruling and authority.
我们知道在这个过程里面呢，神有一个美意，就是为主耶稣呢寻找一些同伴和他一同掌王权。
Book of Hebrews chapter 2.
第这个希伯来书第二章，再翻到希伯来书第二章。
Verse 10.
第十节。
For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings.
原来那为万物所属、为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全。
So now he is bringing many sons unto glory. He is not speaking of the eternal kingdom.
他说到要带领这个许多的儿子进入荣耀里去，他不是说到永恒的国度。
So there are many people that who are going to be glorified before the eternal kingdom begins.
在永恒的国度开始以前呢，那许多的儿子就能得到荣耀。
And he is talking about them because in verse 5 we see, For unto us the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come whereof we speak.
因为在第五节他说，我们所说的将来的世界，神原没有交给天使管辖。
So when the Son is glorified, or that means Son of Lord, Son of God glorified as a Son of Man, we along with Him will be the participants in glory. That means we will also be ruling along with Him.
在主耶稣在人子的身位上他得荣耀的时候呢，他也是我们每一个人呢来得荣耀。
So he is not talking about a sinner who is saved by his precious blood and received the eternal life as a gift.
他在这里不是说到一个罪人经过他宝血的洗净和赦免呢得着了永远的生命。
But those who are saved by his grace are now brought into the glory as the kings along with him.
所以那些在他的恩典中得救的人现在呢就被带到荣耀里面去。
So the sinner who is now saved by the grace and through the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ is one part.
So 有一个部分说到这些罪人呢在基督的恩典里面呢他们罪恶得到赦免呢这是其中的一个部分。
And those who are saved by his precious blood and through the work of the grace of the Spirit,But now as they surrender their lives and accept him as a king in their life is a different part.
现在呢这些蒙恩的人得救的人呢他们呢在这个他们心里面使耶稣基督在他们心里掌王权。
So those who accepted him as a personal savior and allow his authority to rule in their lives also will be glorified when he come at the second time.
所以那些在他恩典里得救并且呢让耶稣基督在他们心里面做王的这些人呢主耶稣来的时候要带他们进到荣耀里去。
So in the seven parables what the Lord spoke was many people receive the word and accept him as a savior.
所以在这个第十三章的这个比喻里面呢说到主耶稣呢来传道然后有些人呢就信了主耶稣来把主耶稣呢当作他们的救主啊得救了。
And after accepting the Lord, there are many kinds of believers who are traveling towards the glorification and the work of the complete work of the Lord.
当他们得救了以后呢，我们看到有各种不同的这个信主的人呢，他们怎样被带到这个主的荣耀里去。
So every slave bought in a market, when she or he brought to home,And there is no need for the master to elevate the slave to the one of the sons of the family.
当这些这个奴仆啊被带到主人家里的以后呢，这个主人呢不需要把他们当作儿子一样。
But in case of God, in dealings with the mankind, He did the same thing.
但是呢，当神呢来对待我们人类的时候呢。
And not only he bought us from the slave market of the sin, death and the world, brought into his home, and he wants us to elevate to the position of his, along with his son.
当神呢把我们从这个罪的奴仆的这个市场里面买回来，带回他家里的时候呢，神呢做了一件更重要的事情，就是要使我们呢和他的儿子在同一个地位上。
So saved sinners, now also to be glorified along with his son,to share the inheritance and the things of the heavens and the earth along with him.
这些被买赎回来的罪人现在呢与他的儿子一同得份一同得荣耀。
So unless when we are saved but we are not brought into the sonship and the glorification along with his son to rule along with him in the coming dispensation the purpose of our salvation is left unfinished.
假如我们仅仅得救了但是我们没有被带到这个与神的儿子一同得分得荣耀那么我们得救的目的呢就没有得到实现
So that has become the paramount burden in upon the heart of our Lord
这就是为什么这个主耶稣在说这些比喻的时候的那一个重心的心意
So there was a great servant of God and who worked in China and established a mission called China Inland Mission His name is Hudson Taylor
有一位弟兄叫做戴德胜的
And he said A man who is saved from his sins But not come into the glorification That person is only half saved
所以他说呢一个人仅仅得救但是没有得到荣耀那么这个人只不过是得救了一半
But when we are saved And our sins are forgiven We receive the gift of the eternal life And we stop our life in surrendering unto the Lord Then it is only what he said was true
当我们呢 靠着主耶稣的宝血得救了以后，并且能够被带到这个神的荣耀里去，那么我们才能说我们是一个得救的人。
So now we see when we read the word of God, when the Lord spoke those parables and how we fit into those two parables.
所以我们来看看这个我们这些人呢，已经得救的人怎样能够摆在这个两个比喻里面。
So we will read again verse 44.
我们来看这个第四十四节开始讲到这两个比喻。
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof he goeth and selleth all that he hath and buyeth that field.
天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了就把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜的去变卖一切所有的买这块地。
So there was a man who had found a hidden treasure in a field.
所以这个人呢，在找到了藏在地上的宝贝。
And when he found it, he hid it.
当他找到了以后呢，他又把它藏起来。
And then he decided he wanted to buy the field.
他决定说要变卖他所有的来买这块地。
And when he decided that was good, but he did not buy the field.
他觉得这个地很好，但是他
he did not buy.
He did not buy.
Yeah.
Okay, 他没有买这块地。
No, I'm reading in my translation. Please look into your translations carefully. The tense in the verb is the makes the whole difference of this message.
我在读我的翻译本哈，那你呢也要很仔细的读你的翻译的本。这个时态时间呢，这时间的时态呢很重要。
So he said, for joy thereof he goeth.
他们讲到欢欢喜喜的去这个是现在式的。
So he goeth, he did not go yet.
他说是他去，但是还没有去。
And sell it, he did not sell yet.
他这边讲到是卖哈，但是没有卖成，还没有卖成。
And buy it, he did not buy yet.
他这边讲说买这块地，但是还没有买成。
So there are two characteristics of this man which we see in this parable.
所以在这个比喻里面看到两个特点。
One is when he has found a treasure in somebody's field which was not his, so naturally that treasure did not belong to him.
他在这里看到发现这个宝贝在地上哈，这个地里啊，那这个地呢不属于他的，是属于别人的。
So if he was honest, he should have gone to the owner of the field because he knew the owner. He went and tried to negotiate that land. So he should have gone to the owner of the field and told him that I found a treasure in your field, then you take care of the treasure.
他如果诚实的人，他愿意去跟那个地主说呀，我在你的地里面呢发现了这个宝贝。
So instead of that, he hid that treasure.
但是他没有这样做，反而把这个宝贝又藏起来了。
And he wanted to acquire the land because of the treasure.
他想要买这块地，因为这个宝贝的缘故，他想买这块地。
So anything which is not ours, when we found it, we should give back to the rightful owner of the treasure.
凡是不属于我们的，属于别人的，当我们找到的时候呢，我们应该归还给原主。
So he was a dishonest man.
所以这个人呢，不是很诚实。
So I don't think that the Lord will appreciate that kind of a dishonesty in anybody's life.
我觉得主呢不喜欢在我们里面有这样的不诚实。
So which is not acquired, it is not given to us, which is not earned by us, do not belong to us.
所以这宝物呢没有给我们，也不属于我们的。
Then the second thing what he did was he decided to buy the land, but he did not buy the land.
他虽然决定要买这块地，但是他还没有买成。
So he wanted to buy, but he did not buy. He wanted to go and sell what he had before to acquire this field. He did not sell what he had.
所以他说他这里呢，虽然是想要变卖一切所有的，但是他没有变卖。
That means he did not have an extra cash to buy that land without selling what he had before.
他没有这个现金呢、啊，能买这块地。
So he has to sell what he had.
所以他必须要把他所有的变卖。
So he did not want to sell because of his attachment to the things what he possessed before.
因为那个时候呢，他还没有。Say again, please.
He did not sell what he had possessed before, but his attachment to, because of the attachment he had that what
他,
he had.
他现在还没有把它变卖，但是因着他对他所有的也有一些感情。
So the man had a dishonesty in nature.
所以这个人第一个呢，就是不诚实。
He did not want to sell because of the attachment to the things what he already had.
并且他对于就他现在所有的东西呢，有一点情感。
Very faintly he recognized the value of the treasure and the field.
但他也看到这个宝贝藏在地里的这个宝贝。
But there is no nature in him to make the sacrifice and acquire the land and enjoy that land.
所以他这里面呢还没有呢真正去想为这个宝贝呢牺牲一切。
So there are many believers in that nature, in that way.
很多的基督徒呢也在类似的情形里。
And as a sinner, when we came and stumbled upon the good, glorified message of our Lord Jesus Christ to be part as a king along with him, and many people are really excited about that truth.
当我们信主以后看到就听到主耶稣所说的这个荣耀的国度荣耀的真理呢我们也想要在这个里面有份。
It is a pervading truth of my life. Then after born again in my life,After 12 years of that, then Lord spoke to me that this is what I have come for.
就当我自己信主了12年以后呢，神就把这个荣耀的信息在我里面得了证实。
And the life has turned entirely a different way.
那么我的道路呢，就变成完全不同了。
The things which I need to sell off.
我必须要变卖一些事情。
And the things which I have to be honest.
并且呢，我必须要在我里面诚实。
The Lord has not taught me very easily, but with much difficulty, because I am not subordinate to Him.
因着我的不顺服呢，神就要用很重的手呢来管教我。
So that was every time every believer has at least some of the things of the character or the traits of this man.
就我们看到这个人身上呢也一些特点。
And the Bible is full of examples of that nature.
我们在圣经里面有很多这样的例子。
But the Lord wanted to convey the message that anyone who is hearing the message and understanding the glorification to rule along with him in the coming dispensation needed to be honest and also to sell off what man is possessed of before.
当我们知道了神的荣耀怎样能够把我们带到神的天国与他一同掌权，那么我们就要必须也变卖我们所有的一切。
You might have been forgiven in your sins and received the gift of the eternal life, but to rule along with Him, there is a complete overhaul of the. It is a transformation of life is required.
虽然我们的罪已经得蒙赦免，但是要和主一同掌权呢、啊、那么我们的生命必须要改变。
When we are holding still the things of the earth and trying to be happy in our fleshly manner, which will prohibit us to enter into that glory as a king along with the Lord.
但是当我们对地上的事情有些留恋的时候呢，那么它会拦住我们呢进到主的荣耀里。
So we'll see one example by referring to two verses in book of Genesis chapter 47.
我们知道这个圣经里面的第二章
Book of Genesis chapter 47 verse 9
在第四十第九节在创世纪第四十七章第九节
verse 9 And Jacob said unto Pharaoh the days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years few and evil have the days years of my life have beenAnd I have not attained unto the days of the years of life of my fathers in the days of their pilgrimage.
雅各对法老说，我居住在世的年日是130岁，我平生的年日又少又苦，不计我列祖在世寄居的年日。
So this is a picture where Jacob along with his 70 entourage came and entered into Egypt.
这个故事说到雅各和他家族的70个人进到了埃及。
And the Lord brought him, and Joseph has introduced his father to King Pharaoh.
那他的儿子约瑟呢，就把他带到法老面前介绍给他。
And Pharaoh said and asked him, "How old are you, Jacob?"
法老就问他说，你平生的年日是多少啊？
He said, I'm 130 years old.
他告诉法老说我是130岁。
So that would have been good had he stopped there.
如果他的日子是非常的好的话
Pharaoh
他就会停在这里不再讲。
Pharaoh asked only that.
但是他还继续讲。
He said, few and evil are the days of my life.
他说我平生的年日又少又苦。
And he said, when it compares to the years of my father and my grandfather, Abraham and Isaac, my years were small, few.
他说是和我们列祖的在世的日子比起来呢 我这个是赶不上他们。
Abraham lived 175 years.
我们知道亚伯拉罕活了175岁。
Isaac lived 180 years.
我们知道这个以撒活了180岁。
But I lived only 130.
我们知道这个雅各呢只活到130，现在是130岁。
So he said, I have not attained to the years of my father and grandfather.
他说是我的年日呢不及我的祖父和我的父亲和我的祖父。
So I don't think that he is talking about the number of years, 130 to 180 or 175.
我想他不是光是比较180 175
So he said my years were few and have been with the evil
他说我的日子又少呢而且又苦
And he did not remember the number of years he was talking He said compared to my father and grandfather how they walked before the Lord in the pilgrimage journeyI have not attained to that kind of life.
他乃是说到说他的祖父和他的父亲呢在主面前所过的生活呢我没有达到那样的生活。
I was like a man in Matthew chapter 13:44 was dishonest.
所以我讲到说那个卖人呢他是一个不诚实的人。
And when my father wanted to eat meat,And he said to his elder son Esau, and Esau went for hunting to get the meat, but before that, I manipulated my mother, and we both cooked the red meat and took it to my father and acted before him as if I am Esau.
所以这个雅各
I am dishonest.
雅各也是一个不诚实的人，因为他呢，他父亲要吃肉的时候呢，他就骗他的父亲呢。就做了一锅肉呢就骗他的父亲说他跟那个人一样的不诚实
And Esau Isaac loved Esau
我们知道这个以撒呢爱以扫
And though in the plan of God Jacob was in the plan of God but Jacob and his mother Rebekah wanted to run ahead of the schedule of God
虽然呢神的意思是要拣选雅各但是呢雅各和他的母亲呢等不及神的时间所以呢他们就比神的时间更超前了来做一些他们想要做的事
He deceived his brother He deceived his father
所以他就欺骗他的哥哥他们也欺骗了他的父亲
Very dishonest
所以他们是一个不诚实的人
Then there was a life threatening from his brother And his father and mother said, now it is not safe for you, you just go back to your uncle's Laban's place.
当他的哥哥要威胁要杀死他的时候呢他的父母亲对雅各说你在家里不安全我送你到你的舅父那里去。
On his way to Laban's place, further along, he said, he met God.
在他去他舅父的路途上他遇见了神。
And he told God this way.
他对神这样说
Chapter 28 and verse 20
在那28章第20节
And Jacob vowed a vow saying If God will be with me And will keep me in this way That I go And will give me bread to eat And raiment to put on So that I come again to my father's house in peace Then shall the Lord be my God And this stone which I have setFor a pillar shall be God's house, and of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give thee tenth unto thee.
第二十节，雅各许愿说：“ 神若与我同在，在我所行的路上保佑我，又给我食物吃，衣服穿，使我平平安安地回到我父亲的家，我就必以耶和华为我的神，我所立的柱子的石头也必做神的殿。凡你所赐给我的，我必将十分之一献给你。
He said, I make a vow unto you, God.
他说是我向你许个愿。
You take me where I wanted to go.
你带我到我要去的地方。
And you bless me whatever I do.
你如果祝福我所行的一切事。
And you bring me back to the place where I want to come.
并且你能够平平安安带到我父家。
Then I will believe, then you will be my God.
到了那个时候呢，我就以你做我的神。
He did not say, Lord, I made a mistake in deceiving my father and brother. I had to run away because of my own problem. But will you be merciful and forgive my sin and restore my life? No, he didn't say that. He said, if you take me, that I wanted to go somewhere, you go with me. I want to do something, you bless me and bring me back. As ifThe Lord has, God has taken a contract from Jacob and he has to oblige everything what he wanted.
雅各没有跟神讲说，哎呀，我欺骗了我的父亲，欺骗了我的哥哥，所以呢，如今呢，落到这个地步，求你赦免我。他没有这样说，乃是说，我现在要去的地方呢，你如果祝福我，我所做的一切你如果祝福我，那么我才要把你当作我的神。
Lord, I made a mistake with of my dishonesty.
主啊，我因着我的不诚实呢，做了不诚实的事。
But you have designed to have a birthright for me.
但是呢，在你的旨意里呢，你为我预备了做长子的名分。
From now onwards, I want to live a life pertaining to the worthy of the calling of the birthright.
从今以后呢，我要过一个与我长子名分相称的生活。
Head of the family and the lineage of Abraham, the father of faith.To restore and bring glory through our family of you. That was not the case with Jacob.
让我呢把我父家的荣耀呢归回到我的父家来荣耀你。雅各并没有这样说。
And he said, then you will be my God, otherwise no.
他反而跟神说，你若祝福我这一切，那么你才是我的神。不然的话，他说他。
How a believer bargains, negotiates with God,with many things, instead of saying, Lord, this is a glorious calling, and your son is glorified in that glory, you want me to be participant as a king, not as a subject, and how precious is that calling, and how should I surrender, submit, give everything into you, and learn to live under the authority of your king.
我们知道很多基督徒也是如此，想要在很多事情上跟神呢打交道，做这个交换。反而呢不去和神说呢，你给我的这个呼召呢太荣耀了，与我和基督一同作王呢，所以呢我要在地上怎样来让你的恩典改变我的生活，使我与你的呼召相称。
So because of that he had to serve his uncle 21 years.
为了这个缘故呢，雅各必须要在他的舅父的手下呢服侍21年。
And then while he was there he also cheated his uncle.
他在那里的时候呢，他也欺骗他的舅父。
And the time of the flock conceiving, then when they are good, strong, then he had made them to conceive between the rods so that he will have the strong flock. But at the same time, he should have done for his loved one's flock also, he did not do that.
他怎样用这个生育的方法呢，使他自己的羊越来越肥壮，他这个舅父的羊呢越来越软弱。
So, now when we come back to chapter 48 of Genesis,
然后我们看到这个第创世纪的48章
verse 15,
第十五节
And he blessed Joseph and said, God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk, the God which fed me all my life long into this day, the angel which redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads.
他就对约瑟祝福说，愿我祖宗亚伯拉罕和我父以撒所侍奉的神，就是一生牧养我直到今日的神，就是我脱离一切患难的那使者，赐福。
And when he came to Pharaoh, he said, my number of years were few and filled with evil.
他对法老说我的年日呢又少又苦。
But few years later, when he came to bless the children of Joseph, he said, the God, the angel of the Lord who redeemed me from all evil.
当他来祝福约瑟的两个儿子的时候，他说呢，那位救赎我脱离一切患难的那使者就是神。
So when he spoke to Pharaoh, he was saying, my life was filled with evil in relation to the way I need to walk with the Lord.
他说当对于法老说呢，我的日子又少又苦，是因为呢我没有照着我当行的路呢去过我的生活。
Because in chapter 32 he met with the Lord in Peniel and the Lord had to break his thigh nerve. From then on he only learned to depend upon the Lord.
我们在第32章的时候看到神怎样遇见他，在这个那里呢把他的大腿窝给他扭断了，他从那里开始呢他就开始学习依靠神。
So in book of Hebrews the only one verse is written about Jacob. Jacob at his end of his life learned to lean upon the staff and blessed the children of Joseph.
我们知道在希伯来书十一章提到约瑟就说到在他终了的时候呢，他住的顶着住着这个杖拐杖呢来向他的约瑟的两个儿子祝福。
The Lord has delivered me from all evil.
神给亚伯拉罕所有的祝福。
I don't think that he was talking about the evil which was outside. He was not referring to the evil which was outside. He was talking to the evil nature which is in him.
当他说到他的日子又少又苦的时候，他不是说到这外面的苦难，而是说他说到是里面他里面的那个邪恶。
But those who are in the plan of God,
这些都是神的计划。
Even like Jacob or a person like Matthew chapter 13:44,
就像圣经所说的雅各，或者是在这个马太福音十三章的那个44节所说的那个不诚实的人。
But when we come to the Lord,
当我们来到主面前的时候。
And instead of making a conditional relation with the Lord, when a person make a wholehearted surrender and tell him, Lord, you are going to be my Lord and King, and I wonderfully embrace the calling so that make me as thy servant or slave for the coming life.
所以这个我们应该做的是要向神说呢，因着你的所给我的这样的荣耀和权柄呢，我愿意把我自己摆上来做你的再来服侍你。
The tragedy of Christianity is very well explained in Matthew chapter 13 verse 44.
在基督徒的一些悲剧就是说像第十三章说的这个44节的这个人。
So when we speak to a believer, are you going to do this? He says, yes, I'm going to do this.
他就问这些门徒啊，你真正要变卖一切来买这块地吗？他们说是我们愿意。
Ask a month later, are you going to commit this and do diligently what the Lord is demanding in your life?
那几个月以后呢，主再问他说，你真正要做你打算要做的吗？就是来跟随主吗？
But that is not what is going to bring us into that kind of a maturity as a sonship to be part in the kingdom as a king.
所以在这边所要我们做的就是要怎样有领受这个做儿子的名分。
So the procrastination of committing our life wholeheartedly unto the Lord will put us into the verse 34.
所以在这个 44, 所以在这个第44节里面告诉我们说，我们应该把我们全心全意 的一切呢都摆上来跟随主。
And now verse 45.
第45节。
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls.
他里面讲到说，天国又好像买卖人寻找好珠子。
And here a man is a merchant.
他这边讲到是一个买卖人。
And he is in a business trading, that buying and selling of the pearls.
他是买珍珠和卖珍珠的人。
And he has accumulated a lot of pearls in the years of his trading.
所以他能够认识这个好上好的珠子。
And now he was still not satisfied with all, what all the pearls he has accumulated.
他所买卖的很多的珠子呢，他还没有找到他真正喜欢的那个珠子。
And over a period of time, he also acquired the skill to discern the value of a good pearl.
在他这些年的这个买卖珠子的当中呢，他学会怎样来分辨哪一些是上好的珠子。
So he is not satisfied with all, what all the pearls he has got so far.
所以他所有的这些珠子呢，没有一样是合他心的。
Still he is looking for someone, something which is much more precious than what all he had.
他仍然在寻找一颗呢，比他所拥有的更宝贵的珍珠。
Now finally he ultimately stumbled upon one.
他呢，有一天呢，他遇见了这一颗。
And then he understood the value of that valuable pearl.
他并且能够知道 这颗珠子的价值。
So he demanded that what all he had before.
所以他就变卖他一切所有的。
Then now you see the tense of the verb which is used here.
你要注意到这个句子所用的时态。
Who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went, not goeth.
他里面讲到说， 他遇见了一颗重价的珠子就去，去是过去式的。
Went and sold.
并且变卖。
Past tense.
也都是过去式的。
All that he had and bought it. Again past tense.
他变卖他一切所有的，买了，这个买了也是过去式的。
Went, sold, bought, everything is a done deal. It is done.
去，变卖和买。 这都是过去式，表示说已经完成的。
In verse 44, that was not the order of the tense.
在44节呢，就不是这样子。
He goeth, selleth, buyeth.
他去变卖买。
Is there a difference in Chinese or it is the same thing?
There is no tense in Chinese.
There is no tense?
No.
Oh. I'm sorry. So, but that is what those who have English versions, I think you may notice that. Yeah, it is in verse 44, the man, he says, I do it. He's, when we talk to him as if he is going to execute that, but he never does. But in verse 46, this man realized the value of the good pearl. He did it. He went, he sold, and bought it.
So, 第44节呢, 说到这个人虽然有这样的心意，但他没有做。 这第46节呢，是说到这个人呢，看到重价的珠子呢，就去变卖他一切所有的，买了这个珠，他这是已经完成事。
So there was this, he was a merchant man.
He's not
he was a merchant man.
他是一个做买卖的人。
So what he does was he buys something and he continues to sell something. That is how he makes his living.
So 他是一直在买，一直在卖。
So now he bought only one, he has got only one pearl.
他现在发现了一个最重价的珠子。
What will he do? He cannot sell that one, because if he sells that one, then he is out of business. So again, I don't know what will he get back. So he was looking for that and he got it and he wanted to hold that one. He doesn't want to trade. That means, if he doesn't want to trade, means that he is out of business.
他发现了这个重价珠子的时候呢，他不想把它卖掉。那么，他如果不卖掉这个珠子的话，他就不能再做买卖了，对不对？因为他要保留这个珠子。So
here, not only the man has sold all his pearls, he also lost or closed down his has to business.
所以他呢，把所有的珠子卖掉以后呢，他从此以后就不能做买卖了，所以他把他生意也关掉了。
But in verse 44, the man continued his most of his life as if he is about to do, but he did not do any time.
第44节说到这个人呢，是他打算要做的事情，但他没有把它执行出来。
But in this verse, the man has really realized the value of God's calling to be the king along with his son. Then he had to realize what is the reckoning. He made the reckoning, and these are the things I need to sell it off. He sold it off. And said, this is what I wanted in my life. I got everything what I wanted. I don't need to be in the business.
就在这个买卖人的身上呢，他发现到与主一同作王的宝贵，所以呢他就变卖一切呢，然后呢他连他自己原来做的生意也不做了。
So is what the Lord has really made it to make us understand when he continued to preach and proclaim the gospel during his time and in his absence. The types of people who knows the word of God and commit and do not commit, both the types.
但主耶稣在这边讲这个比喻和他做传道的时候呢，像当初一样，就是一直到现在呢，对主的话的反应呢，人就是有这两种态度，一个就是去执行，一个呢不去执行。
And how blessed it would be, whatever we needed to put a separation unto the things of the Lord, and re-understand the value of ruling along with His Son in the coming glory and kingdom, then accordingly adjust our lives, regulate our lives towards that direction.
当我们能够看见和基督一同作王，在他的天国里一同作王的荣耀的时候呢，那么我们就能够调整我们的生活。
Book of Philippians chapter 2,
在这个腓立比书第三章 chapter 3
chapter 3
okay. 第三章
so reading verses from 4 to 11
第四节到十一节。
Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more.
他说其实我也可以靠肉体，若是别人想他可以靠肉体，我更可以靠着了。
Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee.
我第八天受割礼，我是以色列族便雅悯支派的人，是希伯来人所生的希伯来人，就律法说我是法利赛人。
Concerning the zeal persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is the law, blameless.
就热心来说呢，我是逼迫教会的，就律法上的义说我是无可指责的。
But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ.
只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。
All the pearls so far I have acquired, accumulated, collected, though valuable, but I counted them loss.
所有的珍珠我所积蓄的，现在呢，为了基督的缘故呢，我把它当作有损。
Even my stock of Benjamin, the circumcision, following the law, persecuting the church, those are all nothing for me now.
就算是我是便雅主人的支派的人，就算是我是以色列希伯来人所生的希伯来人，就算是我是法利赛人，这一切都当作有损的。
Our glory in any of those things may not be like Benjamin or Jewish, but any stock or whatever it is, race, color, creed, or the wealth, the intelligence, anything which is glorified in this world, Paul says, nothing for me.
所以保罗说呢，在地上的一切的名誉名声，一切的好处呢，在这里呢，他说对我都没有益处。
Verse 8. Yet I doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord.
他不但如此，我也将万物万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
In the Psalm 73, Psalmist writer Asaph says, What else I desire when you have in heaven for me? There is nothing I should desire upon the earth.
在天上除了你我们还有谁呢？在地上除了你我们也没有所炫目的。
How blessed is that?
73篇的话。
How blessed is the heart which is pervaded by the Lord's coming and ruling along with Him in glory and captivates that heart, life moves along with Him while we are in this mortal body in flesh.
当我们还在我们这个必死的肉身中的时候，可看见就主耶稣再来的荣耀和他一同作王的荣耀，这个时候呢，我们心就被他这个荣耀所夺，并且在地上过。
That is what the Lord makes us to realize that nothing of this world, any precious thing, is not yet precious in the sight of God compared to His calling and the glory of the kingdom.
在地上所有最好的， 与所要来的天国的荣耀比起来呢，是为有损的。
I would not be a merchant no, from henceforth because I sold all the pearls. That is fine.
主耶稣来到地上以前呢，一切所积攒的这些珍珠。
And if I am not a Benjamin tribe of Benjamin, but now in a new creation Christ, that is fine.
这如果是你不是边雅明的支派的人。你现在是在基督里面是新造的人，那就是很好的。
Because if I left all those things, I am persecuted. That is still fine.
如果我为着主，这个缘故呢，受了逼迫也是好的。
The things which God is revealing or making me to be participate in heavenly places is the key to run my life upon this earth in this mortal body.
当主所为我启示的那个要来的荣耀呢，才是我们在地上。追求的目标。
Verse 10 and 11. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being made conformable unto his death.
他说使我认识基督晓得他复活的大能并且晓得和他一同受苦效法他的死。
If by any means I might attain to the resurrection from among the dead.
或者我也得以从死里复活。
I may attain unto that resurrection from among the dead.
他就想到说，或者我也得以从死人中复活。
My counting of this world, I wanted to stop that one so that I may attain to that first resurrection whereby I will be allowed to rule along with his glorified son as a king and a priest.
所以我们把说地上所看为宝贵的呢就摆在一边呢使我们能够有份于第一次的复活和基督一同做王掌权。
Book of Revelation chapter 20.
启示录的第二十章的 chapter 20.
Verse 4 to 6.
第四节到第六节。
And I saw thrones, they sat upon them, andJudgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years.
我又看见几个宝座，也有坐在上面的，并有审判的权柄赐给他们。我又看见那些因为给耶稣做见证并为神之道被斩的灵魂和那没有拜过兽和兽像也没有在轭上和手上受过他印记的人的灵魂他们都复活了与基督一同作王1,000年
But when he said they would reign with the Lord for 1,000 years those who are resurrected from among the dead not a resurrection of the dead
他这里呢讲到这个与基督一同作王1,000年呢，是他们都复活了，乃是从死人里的复活，不是死里的复活。
But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection.
这是头一次的复活，其余的死人呢还没有复活，只等到那1,000年完了。
Blessed and holy is the had part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and they shall reign with him 1,000 years.
在头一次复活的有份的，在头一次复活有份的有福了，圣洁了。第二次的死在他们身上没有权柄，他们必与神和基督的祭司，并要与基督一同作王1,000年。
The Lord was speaking during his ministry upon the earth, a company of people who will be with him to rule in that 1,000-year period.
他说到主耶稣在地上服侍的这段时间呢，那些与他同在的人呢，有一天呢要与他作王1,000年。
But in the process, we come across people in verse 44 and also in verse 46.
但是这一个过程呢，就是第四十四节。和第十六节所说的。
But the good thing is, if I am found in verse 44, but whenever I repent and go to the Lord and say, Lord, change my heart, and from a manipulation, from dishonesty and the procrastination, the Lord is willing to work in each believer's heart to be transformed into a person like verse 46.
如果我们的光景是在44节的光景，但是呢，我们可以向神悔改。 让我们能够被带到第46节的那光景中。
But the time came in the life of Jacob, same way we should ask the Lord, wherever I am procrastinating in submission of my life, wherever I am not willing to show obedience, having the fear of the future to let things go, and wherever I take pride upon my fleshly nature of the age of the intelligence, wealth, or so many other things, Lord, crucify all of them so that I may learn to walk the way for which I have been called.
就像雅各一样，如果我们呢，在我们肉体的骄傲中呢，仍然迟延对主的顺服的时候呢，我们要向主祷告，求主呢的十字架我们的身上，做工，使我们能够放弃这一切，跟随主。
But when we stand before the judgment seat of Christ,
最后呢，在基督审判台的面前。
But any reason, any kind of a justification to justify our stand why we did not show obedience to His calling wholeheartedly will not be found justified on the judgment seat of Christ.
今天呢，我们所给我们一切的理由，为什么我们不能够全心全意的跟随主啊？这些理由呢，到了在主耶稣基督的审判台前呢，没有一个能够成立的。
The Lord is good.
因为主是
He called each one of us for a wonderful purpose.
他按照他的荣耀呢来呼召我们。
If we are not showing obedience, our life will be limping.
如果我们不顺服的话，那我们的生活呢就像这个雅各一样是拄着拐杖走。
And we will not become a great blessing to the others.
我们就对别人来说不能成为他们的祝福。
But when we show obedience, our lives will be like Paul and causing edification and blessing to the other people.
如果我们肯顺服的话，那么我们的生命呢，就像保罗一样，成为别人的祝福。
And he wants to make us a blessing to the other people here.
神呢也盼望我们能够今天呢，成为彼此的祝福。
And God may bless this word.
愿主祝福他的话语。
Shall we pray?
让我们一同祷告。
Lord, we thank you for the presence and thy presence in the midst of us.
我们因你的同在，我们感谢赞美你。
In all our feebleness and weakness, whatever was delivered, thou may bless it to our hearts.
虽然我们在软弱中所分享的话语，求你保存在我们心里。
And we may realize the value of wholeheartedly surrendering and seeing the great value of thy calling.
我们能够在我们心中呢，看到你呼召有何等的荣耀尊贵。
The nature of man is so wretched and fallen.
使我们能够在你面前，能够。 被带到荣耀里去。
Transform our lives so that the image of your Son may be formed in us.
改变我们的生命，使我们能够在主的里面被建立。
All the blessings be ours and glory be thine.
让一切的祝福临到我们，让一切的荣耀归于你。
Pray in Jesus' precious name.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.